And now, James Gravel.
In previous programs, we noted that sometimes things happen to us that may be Satan's doing rather than God's. Within Scripture, Satan routinely is referred to by such unseemly designations as the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4, the father of lies, John 8:44, the wicked one, Matthew 13:38, the tempter, 1 Thessalonians 3:5, and the enemy, Matthew 13:39. Satan's names accurately describe his mission and should make us fearful. His primary goals are to alienate us from God by causing us to sin and to enslave us, thereby robbing us of the freedom that God's word alone can impart, John 8:32. But how does Satan accomplish this? The Bible states that Satan is the originator, the father of sin. The Apostle John wrote, "He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning," 1 John 3:8. When Satan introduced sin into the world, along with it he introduced such woes as infirmity, disease, and death. Thus he became the murderer of the human family, as Jesus stated in John 8:44. However, we must recognize that while Satan is the originator of sin, he is not the immediate cause of sin. Satan can tempt us, but he cannot compel us to sin against our will. We must yield to temptation before we become guilty of sin. God endowed us with reason and free will, and we therefore have the ability to choose good or evil. In other words, we are free moral agents, so our sin is our own responsibility. Satan's constant efforts to tempt us cannot override our free will. James affirmed this when he wrote, "Each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death," James 1:14-15. As an illustration, consider Judas, the apostle who betrayed Christ. Overcome by his horrible deed, Judas lamented, "I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood," Matthew 27:4. Even in his final hours, he did not attempt to lay the blame for his sin at someone else's feet. Satan tempted, but Judas sinned.